If you have your Bibles, I'd like to ask you to please turn to the book of Psalms. I'd like to read from Psalm 18. We began studying this earlier, Psalm 18. I want to reread the verses that I read earlier and maybe three additional verses in this 18th Psalm. I encourage you to, I've really enjoyed studying the 18th Psalm and reading it in the past week. And I ask all of you that will to please spend some time during the next week looking at the 18th Psalm, look at it verse by verse and think about the things that are being expressed in this 18th Psalm. But I want to begin again tonight reading from Psalm 18, verse 16, read through verse 27. Psalm 18, beginning in verse 16. The Word of God says, He sent from above, this is David talking about what God has done for him. He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His judgments were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His eyesight. With a merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With a pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward, for thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. The main thought that's on my heart tonight is the last verse that I read, where David says, thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. There's a contrast there between what God does in the lives of His people when His people are proud and arrogant in their thinking. He'll bring them down. But then He makes a positive statement in the first half of the verse, thou wilt save the afflicted people. Now, the word save in the Bible, the word save and delivered is the same thing. Usually, when the Bible is talking about being saved, it is not talking about eternal salvation. And I don't really know how in the Christian churches today that, I don't know how it got to the point where every time the word save is used almost, it's always referring, people are referring to eternal salvation. That's not the way the Bible usually is talking about saved. Usually it's talking about how the people of God who have already been saved from their sins eternally, but they need a lot of deliverance. They need to be saved from a lot of troubles in their lifetime. David, in this psalm, he enumerates all kinds of trouble that he has been in, and he keeps saying now, the Lord delivered me. The Lord delivered me in this situation. The Lord delivered me in this situation. And I would hope that everybody here, I would hope that if right now I would say, I want you to stand up and I want you to tell me about 10 different times that the Lord has delivered you, or the Lord has saved your life, or saved you in time of trouble, I would hope that every one of you could get up and just enumerate them very quickly. I think that sometimes we forget how many times God has been saving us. A lot of different things that happen in our lives. And the Lord is there to save us or deliver us from trouble. He spares us from heartache. He spares us from from being killed many times. He spares us from all kinds of afflictions and persecutions and troubles in our lives. And sometimes we're so unthankful for the things that God is doing for us. David was not unthankful in this psalm. He keeps saying, God delivered me. God delivered me. Notice that. Come back to verse 17. David says, He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. Have you ever had experiences and troubles in your life that you could not handle and you knew the problem was too big for you? And in our lives, when we have those kinds of troubles, and there's all kinds of things that you face in your life that are too big for you, you need to remember the text says, Thou wilt save the afflicted people. God alone is always able to save you. He's able to deliver you. That's what David is talking about in verse 17. He says, He delivered me from my strong enemy. He delivered me. Just remember, He delivered me. And you just go home tonight, and during this coming week, I hope that you'll think about how many times has God delivered me? How many times has God saved me from various things and experiences in my life? How many times has the Lord reached down when I was afflicted, when I was having financial trouble, when I was having family trouble, when I was having all these different kinds of problems? How many times has God saved you? There are a multitude of times in every one of our lives that God has delivered us. Now we need to remember those times. We need to think about those times. We need to write them down. You need to tell your children and your grandchildren about how wondrous things the Lord has done for you. How many times that things have been too strong for you, too big for you, and the Lord delivered you in those times of trouble. He says again, in verse 19, after he says he delivered me, in verse 17, in verse 19, he says, He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Over and over now, do you see that David keeps saying, He delivered me, he delivered me. And then what does he say in verse 27? He says, For thou wilt save. He has delivered me. Many times he has delivered me. And God will save, God will deliver the afflicted people. When His people who have been serving Him, when they are afflicted, and by the way, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. And when you are afflicted and you're troubled and you have problems, you need to remember there's a great deliverer. A great deliverer. Amen. It's a song. I like to hear it. My deliverer, my deliverer. I don't know all the words to it, but that's just been what I've been singing over and over a lot. Not the whole song, but just that little part I know. My deliverer, my deliverer. God is my deliverer. God is your deliverer. God is the one that saves you. That's what deliver means, is He saves. Thou wilt save the afflicted people. Brethren, we're going to face some very, very difficult things in our nation in the near future. You're going to realize, and I'm going to realize more than I have ever known before, I'm going to realize how much I need my Lord to deliver me. I'm going to realize more and more how much I need Him to save me. I need Him to help me every day of my life. Now, He saved me. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, in verse 9 he says, We need to trust in God who hath delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust will yet deliver us. Now, brethren, God has delivered us from so great a death. What do you think Paul was talking about when he wrote to the saints of God at Corinth in 2 Corinthians 1:10 and says, God hath delivered us from so great a death. What was the death he was talking about when he says, God hath delivered us from so great a death? What death was that? That was eternal separation from God. It was eternal hell. God, and God alone, Without the help or aid of man in any way, God delivered me and delivered you from so great a death. It's the worst death that has ever been. And God delivered me from that eternal death, eternal separation from God. He hath delivered us from so great a death. And he doth deliver day by day, every day of my life. Did you know God delivers me every day? You will not live to see another day if God doesn't deliver you through this night. God is your deliverer. He is delivering you day by day. He's helping you. He's saving you every day. Those salvations now have nothing to do with you going to heaven. He's already done that. But you need a lot of salvations day by day. You need to be delivered every day. When you're trying to make decisions, you're going to make wrong decisions if God doesn't deliver you from your own thinking. And everything you do, you need to pray, God, guide me. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. I need God's guidance. I need his wisdom. I need his help. I need him to deliver me every day. All of you as parents, you need God to deliver you from being bad parents. You need God to deliver you from making wrong decisions as parents. You need God to save you. You need God to help you. I would say to all of you parents that are here that probably your most important job right now is for you to bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That is your most important job right now. And when they're grown, you still have a duty and responsibility. But I'm telling you, while your children are growing up, you need to concentrate on bringing up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I'm not talking about just taking to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I'm talking about daily being an example to them. Daily teaching them the Word of God. Showing them how to be a Christian. Living as a Christian. Teaching them what it means, what it really means to be a Christian. And watch them develop into good Christians. It's a great blessing, isn't it? Did you know that you can't bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord unless the Lord helps you? You've got to have the Lord's help every day. You've got to say, Lord, save me, help me, deliver me. I can't raise them. I can't bring them up right without your help. So you need to be crying out, Lord, save me. What did Peter say when he began to sink out there in the ocean? He cried out, Lord, save me. Was he wanting to be saved from eternal hell to eternal heaven? Absolutely not. What was he wanting being saved from? He wanted to be saved from drowning. Every day of my life, I'm going to drown if I don't cry to the Lord for him to deliver me and save me and help me. The children of Israel, when they came out of Egyptian bondage, they saw one of the greatest deliverances that has ever been. I'm talking about the real natural deliverance. When they came out of Egyptian bondage, God is the one that brought them out of Egypt. They cried unto the Lord. Why did they cry unto the Lord? Because they knew the same thing that David knows here, that the Lord will deliver his people who are afflicted. And the people of God back there in Egyptian bondage were suffering, and they cried and they cried and they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord saved them because they called on the name of the Lord. You and I need to understand that in Romans chapter 10, when it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, is not talking about being saved from eternal hell to eternal heaven, but it's the same salvation we're talking about right now, that he daily saves those children of God who call on him for deliverance. He saves us. I need to be saved today. I need to be saved tonight. I need to be saved tomorrow. The children of Israel came out of Egyptian bondage, and the Lord saved them out of Egypt. But then when they got to the Red Sea, they needed to be saved again, didn't they? Because the sea was in front of them and the Egyptian army was behind them. And the Word of God tells us in Exodus chapter 14, verses 30 and 31, the Word of God tells us there how the children of Israel, as God told them to march through on dry ground, and those waters parted and they marched through the Red Sea. And then the Egyptian army came in behind them. It took the mighty power of God to part the Red Sea. It took the mighty power of God to drown the Egyptian army. It was a marvelous work. So many people want to minimize what God did there. They want to say, oh, well, the Jordan River and the Red Sea, they want to say the water wasn't that deep. You drowned the Egyptian army like they drowned. It was deep. It was deep. God saved them. God delivered them. When David began to go against Goliath, you remember how Goliath was mocking the army of God. Listen, brethren, truth is being mocked in our land today. From the White House to the state capitol to the local government, truth in the public schools, truth is being mocked in our society today. And we have a lot of Goliaths all around us every day. And it's a shame and a disgrace for Goliath to be out there mocking the army of God. Listen, brethren, if you're a child of God, born of the Spirit of God, you're a part of the army of God. God's called you to be a soldier. God's called you to stand up and to speak out. And just as David, when he stood against Goliath, David reflected back. He thought about, now, God delivered me in the past. He says, the Lord who delivered me. Who what? Delivered me. What's that word deliver mean? Saved. The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw. Did he have a recollection of God delivering him in days gone by? I'm telling you again, I may call on you tonight or some night in the near future. I may say, I want you to stand up right now. Tell me four or five ways real quick. You need to have a repertoire of a lot of things that you're thinking about how the Lord has saved you. I can tell you multitudes of ways that God has delivered me and saved me. Everything from physical death to all kinds of ways the Lord has delivered me. He's delivered me from financial destruction. He's delivered me from all kinds of problems. He's delivered me from family trouble. Did you know Teresa and I would not be married today if God had not delivered us? Those of you that think you've made it in marriage without God's help, you're mistaken. God's delivered you too. Those of you who have raised children without them being in prison today, you need to fall on your knees and thank the Lord. It wasn't because you were such an outstanding parent, but it was because the Lord helped you in all that you've done. So David was not afraid to face his giant, and you and I better stop being afraid to face our giants. There are a lot of giants in the world today, and they're not afraid of you. And they're mocking the army of God. Did you know that the evil forces of this world, they're far more bold in their actions than Christians are today? The evil forces of this world, they'll rise up. They'll stand united. They'll speak out. They'll cry out. They don't care who hears what they say. But Christians want to just cower down and get behind something and hide in their holes. God is not pleased when the army of God is cowering down like that. You and I better stand up. We better remember the Lord delivers His people when they stand up for what's right. Daniel. Did Daniel stand up for what was right? What did the Lord? The Bible says, you know what the king said after Daniel had stood up for what was right? King Darius. Turn in your Bibles and look at this. I want you to look at the wording of what the king said. I'll tell you, I wish we had a king like this. We have had some kings like this. We have had some presidents that are just like this man who have been converted and have stood up for what's right. In Daniel chapter 6, listen please to verses 25, 26, and 27. Talking about the great deliverer tonight. Talking about, as you look at the history and the Word of God, just as you look at the history of the Word of God and you can turn to Hebrews 11 and look at this person that lived by faith, and by faith this person did what's right, this one did what's right. You can take the Word of God and you can see that God delivered this one, and God delivered this one, and God delivered this one, and God is the great deliverer. In Daniel chapter 6, after Daniel has been thrown into the lion's den, and God shut up the mouths of those lions, in Daniel 6, verse 25, here was the king's response to that. Daniel 6, verse 25, the scripture says, Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Is Darius speaking a little differently than he had earlier? as he's sending out very boldly a letter saying, everybody, you better fear the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He, what's the next word there in verse 27? He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. God delivered Daniel. God delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the same book, didn't he? God is the great deliverer. Go with me to the New Testament. Turn forward in your Bibles to the New Testament. I want you to hear, first of all, as we go to the New Testament, the words of the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Now, the Apostle Paul is writing here in 2 Timothy to a young preacher. And I would say to all you young men, when I say young men, I'm talking about those of you that are 10, 11, 12, on up. 30, 40, you're still young men. If you're under 50, I would say you're a young man. And I say to all of you young men, you need to remember who the great deliverer is. And I would say to you old men, you need to remember who the great deliverer is. And I would say to the little children and to the women and the girls, remember the deliverer. He delivered me. And he will deliver you when you look to him for the strength and the grace that you need. 2 Timothy chapter 3, listen to verses 10, 11, and 12. Did the Apostle Paul have to go through a lot of persecutions and beatings and all kinds of trouble in his life? Did the Apostle Paul experience times that they were stronger than he was and they would have killed him had God not been there to deliver him? Listen to what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11 and 12. He says to the young preacher, he says, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Now listen, persecutions, afflictions which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Isn't that beautiful? And then he says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, if you're going to suffer persecution, you also need to remember the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. And you might say, well, there are exceptions to that. No, sir. No, sir. There are no exceptions. God will deliver his people when they stand up for what's right. God will deliver them. You might say, well, Stephen was. Oh, yes, Stephen was delivered. In fact, I would say that's about the greatest deliverance I've ever seen. For people to be killing him and for him to be praying for them and to see the Son of God, Son of Man, standing at the right hand of the Father. Brethren, that was as great a deliverance as I can tell you anywhere in the Bible. The great deliverer was there, and the great deliverer delivered Stephen right then. Was Paul delivered from a lot of persecutions he describes here in 2 Timothy 3? Look at 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4, he continues to speak about how the Lord delivered him. 2 Timothy 4, he says that this is 2 Timothy 4, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me. Should you be willing to stand alone? Absolutely. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Isn't that gracious? They all forsook him, but he said, I pray that God will not lay that to their charge. Verse 17, notwithstanding, after he said in verse 16 that no man stood with me, he says in verse 17, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Brethren, we as the people of God, we need to know we have a great deliverer. We have no reason to fear. There is nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. There's no reason to fear. Don't be afraid of the economy. Don't be afraid of the government. Don't be afraid of anything or anybody. Just stand up for what's right. Do what's right. Speak what's right. Wherever you go, whatever you do, speak the truth. Speak what's right. 2 Peter, I'll close with this one verse of Scripture. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. This is a very beautiful and important Scripture for you to remember in closing. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Scripture says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation." Does the Lord know how? See, watch the wording there. Now, you might not know how. You might not know how you can be delivered. But the Scripture says here in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. May God help us as His people to be willing to suffer for Christ's sake and to know that we have a deliverer that will help us in all of our problems and all of our troubles. Does not matter what your problems are tonight, you have a deliverer that is able to help. May God help us is my prayer for Christ's sake.